Earlier this year, a retired Florida school teacher went to Iraq to protest the coming U.S.-led war against Saddam Hussein's regime. Faith Fippinger was a human shield, one of the civilians who stationed themselves at strategic sites to discourage bombing. Now the government is demanding she pay a fine for breaking the law by traveling to Iraq. We reached her by phone earlier at her home in Sarasota, Florida. Faith Fippinger, when did you arrive in Iraq? How long before the war began?
I arrived in Iraq early morning on February 20th, and I departed Iraq, or I arrived back in the United States on May 4th.
You chose to be a human shield at an oil refinery and a community around it. Was it bombed during the war?
Actually, the sites that the human shields went to this year, none of them received a direct hit.
Do you think that that had anything to do with your being there?
I do, actually.
So you stayed there for a while, and then you came back to this country, and now you've learned that you're going to be fined. The government has sent you a note saying, look, you violated the law, we're going to fine you. Is that right?
Yes. When I arrived to my home on May 4th, there was a letter waiting for me from the Department of Treasury, which was a requirement to furnish information. They wanted information about why I went to Iraq, when I went to Iraq, what I did in Iraq, those kinds of things. And it also said that criminal penalties for going to Iraq without permission from the United States government would range up to 12 years in prison and up to $1 million in fines.
What did you write back to them?
My reply was quite lengthy about my reasons for being in Iraq, about my question of sanctions and things, but in the end, I said that if it comes to fines or imprisonment, please be aware that I will not contribute money to the United States government to continue the buildup of its arsenal of weapons of mass destruction.
And then someone called you up, and what did they say?
The person that telephoned me said that if I would agree to a quick settlement and agree to any charges that they might have against me, that my fine would only be $10,000, not as high as the $1 million.
So that sounds like a good offer.
Well, I'm not so sure that, you know, the agreeing to whatever they might say is necessarily a good idea, because I did not go in support of Saddam Hussein. I went because of a humane caring for life on Earth.
You did know you were breaking the law when you went, yes?
I didn't realize the extent of sanctions, but the sanctions were in effect, and I went there, yes, without permission from the United States.
So what are you going to do now, Ms. Fippinger? I mean, you really are at some kind of a point where I guess you either have to pay this fine or they're going to prosecute you and you'll go to jail. Or at least there's a possibility, a good possibility that you would.
Yes, well, they said that if I didn't comply to all these other things that they would be sending to me, that they would garner my Social Security and my paycheck, which is a retirement check, and any assets that I might have. But I'm really not concerned about what the government wants to do to me. My concern is about what the government is doing to America and to the international community. I guess this is my statement.
Ms. Fippinger, what did you teach when you were a teacher?
Most of my career was with blind, visually impaired elementary-level children. I taught for about 33 years before I retired. I loved my teaching.
Faith Fippinger, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity to.
And good luck with whatever comes in your struggle here.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Faith Fippinger, a former human shield. There are reports the government's taking action against other American human shields, too.